Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby. Baby.
I pop, punch the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah. Then I'm squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got. I see the pipe of big peppers and run by fives. A 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Hell, niggas get their money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk. After being hit by the pump, is that what you want? Be easy, nigga, I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga, that's what I'm about. Gangsta, you can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone. Gangsta, dollar, the gangsta facts. If you get hit in homicide, I'd be asking what happened.
Oh, no. Look who's prepping with the foe. 20 inch rims sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know. Yo, I'm low,
go. Even my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. Niggas don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain.
G-Unit.
Yeah.
We get it popping in the hood. G-Unit.
Yeah. Motherfucker was good. I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. After sipping too much jack, I blow them off the map with the Mac. Thinking it's all rap, for that ass be crap. And Doc said it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I ain't been out of teach lessons in slow learnings. Go ahead and act up and smack in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
With street lights, come on, niggas blasting on. Get locked up, to read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine.
This
is God's plan, homie, this ain't mine. I bet you this is how grandpa called me a new fan. And grandma always gotta throw her two cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than the features. Ruthless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it. Fuck.
If I can't do it, it can't be done. What's up, everybody? This is one and only Trey Love, Playboy Comedy. Welcome to Facebook Fridays. It's about to go down. I just want to say, man, happy, happy, wonderful Friday to everybody. September 16, 2011. It's approximately 10:05 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. You know I'm over here live from the Sugar Shack. Last week I was at the Honey Shack out there in Vegas doing it big. Shout out to my cousin Getty and his wife, Marie, man. You know what I'm saying? We did it out there, man. You know, had a good time. Wonderful time. It's so much going on, man. So many things I got to update y'all on. You know, the boy doing it big. The kid is making things happen. Career's moving. Everything's grooving. Got big special guests been coming through. Want to shout out Monica Hughes, Gilroy, East Coast Radio, doing her thing, assisting me with getting some of the finest in interviews lined up, as well as my ATL affiliate slash Miami Down South, my main man, Mr. AJ Alexander, making things happen. You know what I mean? Brother, friend, been in this game so many years, and I'm enjoying the years and longevity of working with people that continue to stay grinding to shine. You know, it's a long, hard, and I wouldn't even say hard. It gets to the point where when you are doing something that you love, it's not hard. How can something you love and love to do be hard? So it's not hard. It just becomes clerk, play work. It ain't work. It's just what you do to do what you do, when you do, where you do it, how you doing it right now. I'm doing it on Trey Love Radio. You know what I'm talking about? blogtalkradio.com/Trey Love Radio. Tune in or call in. Tell a friend, 310-861-2317. And you can listen to me from your mobile phone. I'm going to have a little fun today, y'all. Play a little music, give y'all updates. There's so many parties going on. I got to give y'all the information on the Masquerade Ball. Also, information on my homegirl out in Texas, Rashida Salim, is having a big party. It's her 30th, y'all. You know, so I got to give y'all shout-outs and information on that. Also, my homegirl, Big T. Y'all know Trey Love, Big T. Big T and Fixotics Models will be having an event Sunday night, as well as Sunday night, guys. You can catch myself performing, doing some stand-up comedy. So with Mr. Dante Dupree, one of the promoters from the Impresario Group, one of the brothers that I've been working with, we did the Black Party, which was a majorly successful party for the people that were out. I mean, they saw how we did it. Shout out to Pernell, you know, and the whole group, man, the whole crew, man. We're just making things happen, making L.A. what it is, a live and wonderful, fun spot to be. want to thank all the listeners, man. I got a couple of homegirls over there, you know, Legs and Rocky. They doing their thing, man. You know, over there around the corner from the Sugar Shack. Holding me down over there, getting daddy's money, my homegirls. Man, y'all stay hard at work. So, you know, like I said, just let me make sure I got everybody shout out. I got to shout out EOTM, the EOTM family always showing love. Shaquise always showing love. You know, just the people that assist the brother in doing what he do. And today I have a very special guest, guys. It's going to be a young man by the name of Dre Scone, up-and-coming R&B sensation. Guy's been on Making the Band, amongst plenty of other things. Singer, songwriter, producer, you know, young cat, smooth, got it cracking. You know, we got all of his music lined up, and hopefully we can get him at the top of the hour. So for right now, just enjoy your day. Please feel free to call in, top it up with me, check on me, you know? Because right now what I'm doing, y'all, is I'm plurking. That means I'm playing and I'm working. I don't need no time off. I'm going to just enjoy myself. You do the same.
Spending every moment in the studio. I never said it'd be fair. But when you're all alone, I hope you truly know how bad I want to be there. Come right in, set your back down. Took a night off for you. Go ahead and turn the lights off. Keep your heels on. If it ain't for what I'm about to do.
I can't come see you. the bed, cause I wanna see you. And I've been wondering, can I come over? Come over, come over, come over. Can I come over? Come over, come over. That far, I just got my bag and I'm headed to the car. Say yes or no, cause I'm on the road.
Wait a minute, my battery's low. Let me. Alright.
Baby, I wanna come see you. Said I really wanna come see you. Don't you worry about a thing. I just wanting to hold you, embrace you. I want to forget you and tell you how much I love you.
To a condo downtown, cause it's all about location. I sit and drink wine and watch Californication of life. You should have been here to kick it with me. We could have split this whole thing up 50-50. But now I'm at the 40-40 getting bitches tipsy. Killing shit, the ever so talented Mr. Ripley. How I go from being a man that you argue with to me and Dwayne Carter putting out the hardest shit. I should want to go back to the one I started with, but I'm addicted to this life, it's gonna be hard to quit. Yeah, just ask me how things are coming along. You can tell me that you never heard none of my songs. Long as you end up saying one day you plan to listen. Cause what's a star when it's most
this
important
shit was
fan is missing?
All I knew, you and me only. And I did it all for you. Still you were lonely. We could've worked it out.
But I guess they
things change. It's funny how someone else's success brings pain. When you're no longer involved, that person has it all, and you just stuck standing there. But
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something, baby. Say something. I'm gonna need you to say something, baby.
I'm gonna need you to say something, baby. Oh. Yeah, I just be meaning you to say something, baby. Don't be silent. You know what I'm saying? Let me know how your feelings are, because I'm gonna let you know how mine are and what's going on with me. Man, it's a beautiful day, y'all. It's Friday, man. There's so many things going on in this wonderful city of Los Angeles, California, and it should be around the world. You know, I know we have to deal with, you know, the memories of tragedies, and, you know, this past weekend, it was all about September 11th, and I want to say to the people that lost their loved ones, you know, I wish contentment and peace to your soul, and to the people that passed on that day, I want to say, man, I hope you rest in peace, you know, and have a peace and contentment in your next life. Because life does push and go on. We all know that. My prayer, I always like to start with this: God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and most of all, y'all, the wisdom to know the difference. And the main thing to know about life is the wisdom, is to know that you can't change a person. A lot of us spend time trying to change people. We can't change a person, especially a person that doesn't want to change, that are happy and content with the person that they are. So what we have to do is just live our lives for us, for the Creator, for our children, for the people that do love us, for the people that are willing to somewhat change for us. Let's change for them. Let's change for the better. Let's get on our grind and let's shine, y'all. All right. Coming up at the half, 10:30, I will have Mr. Dre Scone online. Let me give you a little background on this young, up-and-coming, amazing superstar. His name is Louis Andrew Jackson Jr. Ain't that something? We share a name and he's a junior. My man. He's from Detroit, Michigan. His current residence is my home of what? Chicago, Illinois. That's why the boy gonna do it big, man. Marital status, single ladies. Yes, yes, single. Go to my page. You know what I'm saying? I know y'all want to see Dre Scone doing his thing, man. Musical style, soulful R&B, pop, and hip-hop. Musical influences, Michael Jackson. Record label right now, he's independent. But I'm going to just tell you, being independent and rolling with the likes of AJ Alexander, the boy's going to go far. So I'm not worried about him, and neither should you be. Matter of fact, you need to be checking him out. All right, here they go. Here goes his bio. They say you got to have a lot of heart and strong, and a strong one at that to make it in this industry. Dre Scone, a.k.a. Louis Andrew Jackson Jr., was born and raised in the original birthplace of the famous Motown sound, Detroit, Michigan. With all the heart necessary and the wares the city influence with pride. Dre's natural music abilities were evident at the age of six, surrounded by a musical church environment. His first love was the drum, but his hands couldn't resist the ebony and ivory of keys. And he couldn't keep quiet about his love, so he had to sing. As a full-fledged musical talent in the making, Dre Scone possesses nothing but passion for his craft. The world got a glimpse with his global introduction on the first season of MTV's Making the Band 4. And he continues to add shine to his first love, which is music. Yeah, y'all better pay attention, man. Dre Scone gonna be doing his thing, man. He's gonna be doing it real B.I.G. So many more things to come up from this young man. He's going to be online with us, like I said, at the top of the half. So for now, we're just going to vibe a little bit, enjoy some music, and we'll come back. I'll give y'all some updates on major parties, y'all. Like I said, stay tuned to Trey Love Radio.
Face when you see the same, I be sipping. but no hate array. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scratch your face when you see me pay. You know what I'm talking about?
I'm not listening, I'm not interested. My attention only focused on what I get. I'm glistening, they call me Mr. Chick. White ice lemonade, black ice and thick. Got gel rub down, bitch, some ice and pee. So I treat her real good like hoes on Twitter. Smart like I ain't never seen a car like that. And she probably won't see the next year, I guess. And the family is fresh and I say I guess. Success brought healthy, I live no stress. So today is the day that the big boy shine. Drop tops everywhere, I wouldn't know how to ride. Got the fitties out today, showing off 10 lines. Bands battling in my pocket, no, it's not John Line. Then skateboard P in the club on time. No, not on time, but it's just in time. Scoochie.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, whoa, whoa. No hate array, that deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I've been sipping no hate array, that deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face.
Yo, hey yo, this one goes out to all of my critics. Don't you feel stupid? Look how I did it. Look how it came to pass when I said it. We could do debit, I don't need no credit. Yes, I'm epic. Look how I rep it. It's been 8 years, but I broke the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. Yup, the record. I'm all that I can be. And I'll admit, I'm appalled when you envy. Cause you could do it too, and you could do it too. I just happen to be the girl that they threw it to. So I'ma bounce back, and I'ma ball out. And every time you see me, I'ma go all out. And I'ma win till the ending. Don't be mad when you see me transcending. Coach.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about?
I bought a heart, I should be on sports, still a spray the cool. That's a motherfucker in a Porsche lemonade. Pull up in a Rari, he ain't good, get intimidated. Mutilated, Maserati, Lamborghini, decapitated. Damn, investigation, I'm accumulating. Singing with it, then I'm not the man that I say I am. Like I give a damn, but I just run around town picking up stacks. Some like Louis, some like Gucci. But I love money, yeah, I love solution. My teenage care ring, baby girl, too. And I ain't really hard to please, baby, come chill. Some chill, some chill, some chill. Don't you run around the town with the top shop. Talk to you to call it off the town. Cause my top stay down. Cause I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought this car. I ain't seen a motherfucker since I bought the car. Gucci.
We fall from small to tall and shall not stall. Been flying too long. Whoa, 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 girl. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. It tastes like lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. I be sipping on haterade. That deep down get your face. That flavor lemonade. Scrunch your face when you see me face. You know what I'm talking about? Gonna lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
If a nigga kid, I ain't tell him kiss your ass.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
Just think about the future and forget the past.
Just lift your glass, gonna lift your glass.
The nigga think they going hard, don't make me laugh. Scooch.
Thank you.
Yeah. Y'all know what time it is. Live from the Sugar Shack. It's Trey Love Radio, baby. They talk about it, but they can't be about it. You understand what I'm saying? Make things happen. Keep tapping. When I'm rapping, trying to look and figure out. Wonder where Trey at and what happened. I'm live on the line. AJ, I see you over there calling me, man. Yo, you got to call into the station. I'm on live, man. I'm live, brother. Yeah. Check out cuz Receiver. She over there playing on Facebook. Man, it's about time to bring the man of the hour with all the power to the line, man. This young man is going to be truly the hottest R&B star in the game. Don't forget, he's working with the likes of AJ Alexander. And he's working with myself. Because he's going to be blasted all over Trey Love Radio, as y'all already know. Chicago native, what? Come on, D-Town Midwest Connect, what? Man, y'all best know, understand, recognize, and realize how we're going to be doing it over here. You heard me? Y'all already know. It's about to go down. I will report news, but I don't even know what's in the news right now. Just everything's happening. Folks still getting shot. Nobody real famous got killed. Or just died. So let's stay in prayer and keep it that way. Touch. No shooting. No killing. No shooting. Y'all, forgive me for the technical difficulties because I'm running the whole show by myself, as you know. It's a one-man operation, you did. It's purely Trey Love, isn't it, baby? It's what I do when I do, how I do, and where I'm doing it. At right now is the Sugar Shack, live from Hollywood, California, baby. Woo! All right, it's time to slow it down a little bit. That was a little instrumental, that Flo Rida, man, letting it flow. Letting it flow and letting it go slow. So here you go. Now we know. Yo, you back with your boy Trey Love, the one and only Playboy Comedy, man. I just want to shout this brother out. Y'all heard me read his bio. This man has been on making the band. This young man is a go-getter, man. He does it all. And I'm going to let him give you more information on himself. You know, we're going to talk with him right now. And ladies, I hope y'all tuned in. I see the numbers is high. I know y'all want to get a piece of this. You know what I'm saying? It's Dre Sconey. You feel me? That's that Midwest Connect. You heard me, Chuck? Let's welcome to Trey Love Radio, Mr. Dre Sconey. What's up, Dre?
What up, though, man?
Man, I'm chilling. How's everything out there? Where you at? Where you at right now, man? I mean, you know, I know you're one of them world travelers. Where you at in the world right now, bro?
Well, currently I'm in Chicago, man. I'm in Chicago right
Shout
now. Working with some producers I know out here. They was working on Lupe Fiasco's album, and so they heard me, and they wanted to work with me as well, so we made it happen.
Well, that's a blessing, man. I'm really glad to hear that. So, Chicago, man, you know, that's my birthplace, man. I was born in Cook County Hospital. Be careful out there, man.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, I was born in Cook County. You got to be careful, man. Not because I don't want you, because you're going to get hurt or nothing, but the pimping, it might just accidentally just get on you. It might just get on you. So you have to be careful. You know what I'm saying?
I lived out here for a bit.
You see what I'm saying? You an R&B singer,
yeah.
Too, you know what I mean? Be careful. That pimping is just be all on you. You know, we're trying to protect you. You know, save some of these broads from... No, let me stop. Ladies know they like the pimping. They say it's fly from what I heard.
I like the shy,
yeah.
Shy,
man,
second
sure. Home. Man, shy is a beautiful spot. So you're from D-Town, man, the Motown sound.
Yeah.
Detroit, Michigan, right? Yeah.
Detroit, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I heard it's rough out there. Tell me the difference between both, you know, from, like, because, you know, I honestly, like, I lived in Chicago, been in Chicago, and unfortunately, I always wanted to go to Detroit, but I never made it. Tell me a little bit about Detroit, the family. Tell the listeners a little bit about D-Town.
All right, well, Detroit, you know, 313 is the area code. Chicago's area code is 312, so it's not too far off. In Detroit, It's a lot smaller. You can say it's like Chicago's little cousin, but it's pretty much the same hoods, you know, the same upbringings most of the time. We just ain't got Harold's Chicken. We got something called Coney Island. Coney Island is the spot. Coney Island is the spot. You get the chili cheese fries. You get the Coney dogs. All that. Omelets.
Not
you
the chili cheese fries.
Yes,
no, I got a homegirl Legs. She listening. My homegirl Legs, I know she listening. And she going to add. See, you know, I currently am dating three women. I put that out there because I don't need nobody trying to say what I've seen. No, for real. No, because see, like you get in trouble when you be like, yeah, it's just me and her, you know. But see, it's me, her, her, and her. So that way, you know, when they get see me in the street.
It makes sense with your name, Trey Love.
Well, see what I'm saying? See, that the boy, y'all hit the Midwest in him. He knows Trey Love. I have to date three women just to ensure the satisfaction of my wonderful, handsome life. Boy, you smart. See, you smart, too. Tell the people about your educational background. We're figuring stuff like that out with your name, Trey Love. I like that. With your name. Tell the people about your educational background because you got to be smart figuring that out.
You silly. I went to high school. I didn't do the college besides, like, performing at colleges or whatever, but I graduated high school, you know, I did my thing, got good grades and all that stuff, did what I had to do.
Right, and I'm proud of you for that. Like I said, I can tell you're a genius, a scholar, and a gentleman. No, you're a genius, man. I know geniuses when I hear them, man, you know. So look, what we're going to do right now, right, is I got you on the line, you know, we're going to chop it up a little bit more, but I want the family to feel you for a second. I want you to introduce this cut Temptation. I'm going to go ahead and get off the line for a second, and I'm going to be ready to play. You go ahead and introduce them to your cut, man.
All right. All right, y'all. I got a mixtape called Mars coming out. It's called Missing as a Rising Star. This is one of the songs that's going to be on here. It's a collaboration of originals and remakes. This current song is the remake of Kelly Rowland's Motivation, but it's my version called Temptation. So check it out. Dre Scone, Temptation.
I'm living in this high life. Now you wanna be a part of my life. I don't care, baby, it's alright. Cause I would like your company tonight. Oh, lover, you gotta play fair now. Cause if we get it closer, you can't be going out of bounds. Shawty, I got you.
Take it on.
Yeah, ladies, I just want to say straight up, y'all heard it live, yo, the remix to Motivation Temptation. This little Negro is a pimp, dog. What's up with it, Dre? Man, that's Texas. What else is gangster music right there, boy? I'm telling you. Let me text one of my women right now. Make sure that one of them is listening. I don't even need all three of them to listen. I need one. I was one at a time with that one, boy. So, yeah, that was a game, boy. That was a game, man. I'm feeling that one, man. You know, I already like the song, Mason. You know what I'm saying? Kelly killed it, but, bro, you came through with some, you know, you brought some testosterone to it.
Yeah, I had to bring the male R&B side to it, you know?
Yeah. You sponsor testosterone to it. Like, look here, ain't nobody playing with your ass. You know what I'm saying? Look, I ain't playing with you, you know? I want to be the one, you know what I'm saying, that you need. You understand? You need something, and it should be me. That's what I was pimping, man. So tell me about, like, where you did the song, you know, who produced it, all that kind of stuff. Give me some game with it.
All right, well, you know, AJ Alexander has been like my mentor, been like my sensei, you can say. And currently in Atlanta, I'm just staying at him. I'm staying at his place, and I've been recording. I've been mixing and mastering everything myself because it's just the grind these days. You got to know what you're doing if you really want to make it. But I just really got that. I got the instrumental, and I just started, you know, mixing and singing it and getting it together. And I got a friend, my road manager, he's like my cousin, too. His name is Fly Nature, Ryan Nature. He's in Atlanta, too, so he's been helping me out as far as giving me ideas. Him and AJ has been playing, like, a huge part as far as, like, helping me get the ideas for the mixtape that I'm doing now.
Well,
he's been pushing me to make sure I sing it right, you know?
Yeah, man. AJ gonna do that, man. AJ's a motivator, man. It's, like, quite obvious from the work, you know, just even on the mixtape side that I just heard, man. It's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I think I got him on the line, man. Let me go ahead and open the phone up. I, matter of fact, I almost know it's him. AJ. Oh, he hung that phone up. Let me get him off the line with that one. You know, his phones don't be working that stuff. Let's see. What's up, AJ? What's up, man?
I'm going to both of y'all asses to leave me on. I'm old nigga for about 30 minutes.
My bad.
Why are you speaking? I'm at the gas station right now getting some phone numbers.
See, hustling again, boy. Hustling again. What's up, man? AJ, your boy tight, man.
Yeah.
Your boy's tight, man. He tight as hell, man.
Hey. That's why I fuck with him, man. I know he's tight. I know he, you know, he listens. You know, we go head to head on them lyrics and stuff and all, but you know, he listens.
Yeah, he gonna do his thing. So what's your plan with him, AJ? I mean, you know, I know we know like how the business goes, you know, but like he's got the whole thing going for himself. You know, what's your game plan with Mr. Dre Sconey? You know what I'm saying? As far as the year plan, the 5-year plan, and the 10-year plan. Because I don't know Dre, but AJ will tell you, man, get you into some action too. So let's talk 1 year,
well,
5 years,
I'm
3 years. Where you going? All right,
I'm already ready.
Dre, once he cut all the bullshit and everything else, all the jammers, that nigga gonna be the next baby face. He gonna be that next one where women can't do without him. And all these other thug niggas gonna be like, damn, we wanna be like Dre, man. That nigga just smooth. He gonna be the cognac of the game. You feel me?
Right. Yeah,
yeah. That nigga, he gonna be the cognac game, not the ripple, but the cognac. Gonna be smooth with it. You know?
Yeah.
That nigga, he got it, man. You hear his music. You know, stop all that mind dancing and shit, nigga, and go ahead and bring your toes some roses and some panties, nigga.
I really do the mind dancing too much no more, you know what I'm saying? I kind of chilled out with the mind dancing just a little bit.
But, Not actual mind dance.
He talking crap right now, but, you know,
dancing. Okay.
Yeah, everybody can't be Michael Jackson forever.
But Trey, when we do this thing, right, when we perform with the band and stuff, and I bring out that old school, I make a nigga say some old school, we be doing that slow jam, man, they be going toe-to-toe with them high notes on them honeys and shit. Get the most numbers. Yeah, I'm proud of him, though.
Really
proud of him, though. Yeah, you know, he was with a group that we had signed to the label that, you know, Usher's mom, J. Pat had, and, you know, the group fell apart, you know, but I knew that he was that winner out of that group, you know what I mean?
I got you,
And the chemistry, like, he was one of the ones, like, you know, that listened and shit. The nigga's a comedian, too, I'm telling you right now. There's a thing online where he's imitating me. It can just tell you how I train my singers like fighters. And I mean, I was old school with them, like, yo, we can take it outside, let's go. And the Dre go out there and have a bottle waiting on me. I'm like, oh, I know you had that bottle behind the drawer. but he one man to pass that test. And I know a star, man, when I see it. And like I'm saying is, you know, just like with Usher, and of course, like with Cheryl, him and Cheryl, you know, they in the same camp. And then Dre, you know, he's like, the boy can write, man. Write,
right.
Move. Like I told him, that's that next baby face. That's what's not out there.
Wow.
You know what I mean? Because he can perform. Like,
I appreciate that, man.
Yeah, but he got his thug test of the morning, though, dog.
What happened?
he was recording all night, right? He didn't live where he had the studio set up. I'll be back in my part of the crib, man, you know, do my editing and putting stuff together. Man, these niggas that sound old, knock on the door, do, man. They had like about six cops, bum rush the apartment, man. Coming in looking for guns and shit. And Dre, Dre, need to get up. That's a fine ass police officer was up in there too. He walked him up. Why you gonna say Mr. Officer? The other cops, they try to be all mean, but he can help for laughs, you know what I mean? Somebody trying to drop down to add guns and stuff, man. I'm like, man, what the fuck I do with that, you know what I mean? But we was cool, you know. I'm licensed to carry anyway, but, you know, they, whatever reason, they came in there, but he got his thumb test, so he knows not to end up like all the other artists that get their ass in trouble.
Yeah, for real, man. I think I told you that, Dre, when I had you on with Cheryl, man. Like, it, and I tell people straight up, trouble way, it's real easy to get in, but it's hard to get out of. And I'm going to tell you, Young Buck, if you really can kind of follow the mentoring of AJ and, you know, Cass and myself, that, like, look at our lives and careers. We don't go to jail. You understand what I'm saying? You don't see AJ running around back and forth to court. You ain't going to catch Trey Love, like, yeah, I got to go over here.
Nah,
in court. That don't justify that. I'm going to say that straight up, and I'm going to put that to all my listeners, my wannabe friends, and think they my friends. Jail don't justify me. I don't have to sell a drug or walk around with a nine, you know what I'm saying, or be a member of a, even though I'm a member of a cult, I'm not a member of a gang. I'm a Scientologist,
hey,
man.
Hey,
I'm in L.A. I'm a Scientologist.
Hey,
me too. See, Dre, you think
hey,
like me. Women. Right.
Hey, guys. Hey, Trey. Trey. I'm up here in the country. Cheryl's on her way to Russia. You know she got a show next Saturday with Boys to Men. I'm going to let her say hello to y'all. So I'm on her way.
Oh,
taking we out on the highway now. Hold on a moment.
Hello?
Hey, Cheryl.
Good
how you doing,
up.
Sweetheart?
Hey, good. How y'all doing?
Oh, we chilling, sitting here. Wishing. Let's go on and send a quick prayer out. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit, I wish the blessings to this young lady and her beautiful self. And, Father, may you allow her talent to exude the whole audience. All this I name and pray for you. I put that out there. I just want to put some energy out there on you, girl, before you get on stage.
Well, thanks.
You know, I'm a part-time pastor, so that's going to cost you whatever you make tonight. Mm-hmm, you give me 10%. why are you laughing? You got to pay for these. You have to pay for these blessings. But you better tell her. I don't just get these blessings.
I never heard of that. You got to pay for blessings.
Yeah, well, you have to. It's in Romans. I'll open up the Bible and show you where it's going to say, pray love, thou art thee. You have to pay for these blessings. If he prays over you, that's 10% of your income to Trey Loveism. It's a book that ain't even wrote yet. Trust me. It's coming out.
King James Version?
Yeah, in the new King Trey Version. You're right, King Trey Hey, so Cheryl, tell us what's up with the show, man. You know, you getting ready to sing for Boys to Men and all that. Give us the background. You know how you feel about it.
I'm very excited about it. The show is September 24th, in Lake City, South Carolina. It's a art Heritage Festival, and Color Me Band is going to be there also.
Oh, I love them guys.
I'm really excited about it.
Is that the guys that sing Sex You Up? I Wanna Sex You Up.
Yep. Uh-huh.
Hey, well, you be careful with them guys, because I don't know if I trust them. No, I don't trust them. You make sure AJ's with
you.
I don't know if I trust them with you. Well, sweetheart, what I want to do is, real quick, since I got you on the line, I know you got to make your run, but, honey, I cannot get this song off repeat. I mean, I'm going to just play it. You going to have wonderful blessings for your show. Make sure you send me 10% for tithes and offerings. But, y'all, me and Dre going to hush for a second. No, she's going to need to send me that money. But me and Dre going to hush, and we're going to let you introduce your single The Way I Feel. We're going to hush, and you go ahead and introduce your song before I play it. All right, sweetheart?
All right. Hey, y'all. Once again, it's me, Cheryl Boyd, and you are getting ready to listen to my new single. Well, my first single, actually. It's called The Way I Feel. I hope you guys enjoy it, and thanks for the love and the support, Trayla. Bye, guys.
you got a bad cut there, baby. They be saying Trey spinning this. I got to spin it because I believe in it. I love it, man. Hot artist, man, doing her thing. Y'all better pay attention, yo. Yo, these cats y'all on the phone with right now, major, 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 major. Ain't nothing minor about us, you dig? This is my crew, fam. I'm telling you, make it happen, bruh. Let me bring my main man, Dre, back with his old smooth self. You know what I'm saying? Remind me of a young Trey Love. Boy, you could have been my nephew. Boy, you could have been my nephew. God damn it. Let me... Oh, man, we over here cutting. Man, if y'all was here, I was offline, man. We over here making the best mixtape behind the scenes. Trey Love Radio. We over here clowning. All right, we got AJ Alexander on the line. We got Dre Sconi on the line. Fellas, let's chop it up a bit, man. Yo, let's talk about some things, man. Okay, so you got Cheryl on the road. And also, you say you got a collab with Cheryl and Dre. You gonna shoot over to Trey Love Radio so we can get that played too, right?
No, you're playing
One at a time. One at a time, gentlemen.
Yeah. So Cheryl and Dre produced it, and Cheryl and Dre wrote it, and it's beautiful. It's a beautiful song. It's a piano song. Very beautiful song.
And is it already ready, AJ? Dre... you want to wait a little bit?
No, you know what? I'll let Dre leak it on your show, dog. They don't play no oil,
okay,
but on your show.
All right, cool. We're going to premiere it on my show. Go ahead.
Yeah, man, but, like, I'm proud of them, man, you know, the brothers up. And, you know, like I'm saying, it's like sometimes, you know, you got to lead by example. Like, I did tell them, I can't teach you to fight if I can't fight myself. So
when
we're dealing with the band and the shows and stuff, and I start giving Dre the homework when I first started working with all them old school songs. He started hailing the man and mastering, you know what I mean? I taught him, you know, other guys in the group just think it was a joke, but I taught them niggas to cry when they sing a song and stuff. Dre took that shit and learned how to do it. There's an art to it.
Mm. Wow.
You know, so when Dre be singing a song, them ladies, man, I mean, seriously, I got some old biddies, man, with money. They just said, hey, I'll put Dre in our apartment. I'll just get him a car, man. I just need him to hit it once a month. I was like,
damn. See, you already, see, you're learning how to pimp. That's a shame. That is a shame. You're learning how to pimp. Just like your Uncle Trey and your Uncle AJ. That's a shame. That is a shame. It's some mad women listening to the radio right now. Run, Dre. Don't walk. And let me tell you something. You better listen to AJ, because these women will take care of you. Somebody asked me the other day, well, if you wasn't doing this or that, Trey, what would you be doing? I said, I'd be living with some woman. The thing is, people have expectations. Don't have too many of me. You know what I'm saying? I tell people, expect me to entertain, be Trey Love, be a comedian, actor, but don't be expecting me to pull out no engine or nothing like that, because I'm not going to do it. You know, I mean, everybody blessed with certain attributes. You see what I'm saying? You see how AJ said the biddy want to take care of you? Man, you better let the women take care of you. Go ahead, I'm listening. Go ahead, Dre.
I'll try to stay a gentleman with it, you know. I'll try to be cool. I just want
tell me, where do you see yourself? Like, because, you know, we know you got the style, you've already been. What was the experience of making on the band? What was that like?
Making a band, man, was actually, I would say, kind of like the eye-opener for me. You know what I'm saying? It kind of told me where I was with my talent and how serious I needed to take it. Because before then, I wasn't really too sure. You know what I'm saying? I was just singing. I grew up singing in church and stuff like that. And, you know, I just knew I was talented. I knew I wanted to do it, but it's more so a dream than a reality. And then a friend of mine in Chicago, because I actually did the auditions in Chicago. A friend of mine in Chicago told me about it. And he was like, man, you should go. I was like, man, I don't want to be in no group, you know, be in Hollywood. He was like, man, just try it out. You never know what's going to come out of it. And so I just went to the auditions, and they kept calling me back. Ended up losing my job, but it was okay because I was headed to New York to be in the house and sing in front of the puppy and all that. And it was like an eye opener. It was like, wow, I'm really here. All these people that auditioned, and I'm really here.
So,
man, that's a blessing, man. And see, you know what, man? Yeah. I'm gonna tell you something too, man. I'm gonna just give you kind of like I love talking to artists, man. You know, people that I share this passion and this joy with. Man, don't ever lose your drive and motivation. And remember this: your career may not always take. I think the last time we talked, but I like to kind of school my new school folks on stuff like this, because a lot of times I see that the newer generation feels as if the world owes them something. So I want to say to you, man. Yeah. No matter what happens, stay the same person you are, stay motivated, and see, things may not go your way. You may not win every contest. You may not book every show. But just what you just said, it really inspired me, because what you said was, I knew I had the talent. You see what I'm saying? And that's where the power, Dre, and the strength comes from, you knowing you have the talent. Because I'm going to tell you, bro, and I'm going to keep it so real, not even your mama going to believe in you the way you believe in you. You understand what I'm saying, man?
Yeah, I definitely know.
You feel me on that, bro? You know, and let me just give you some heads up, right? Like AJ said, you know, I was doing comedy, and it was a bunch of us doing comedy at the time together. And I was getting good reviews from the crowds, but a lot of my peers, comedically, for some reason, I think just because I'm a handsome, smooth motherfucker, I think that's what it was, just didn't like me. You know what I'm saying? You like that thing? It's the truth. Shit, I was fine. You know what I'm saying? I said that like it was 19 years ago. See, I was fine. Oh, I was fine. Anyway. Anyway, you know what I'm saying is, realistically, it's like the people that I look to, except for AJ, he's the only one, but the people I look to that I thought could have helped me, guide me with my career and things of that nature, they wouldn't and they didn't. They did everything in their power to detour me. I've told people this story. I sent my tape in the Comic View 5 years in a row. 5 years in a row, and did not get selected. What I did was, I'm going to tell you, just when you're passionate about something, and I'm doing that now, just making a difference in my career, when you're passionate about something, you'll do something that other people told you not to do or that you shouldn't do. I started calling the executives. Who can I talk to? And it's a lady down there by the name of Raquel. I want to thank her. Raquel, I want to thank you over at BET, because I spoke with this lady and emailed for an entire year and told her, look, I know, just like what you said, I said, I know I'm funny. I know I have what it takes to make it. Can you please let me know when they're doing BET's Comic View again so I can get my tape in time? That time, without anybody else's help, I sent my stuff directly to the person that was casting and got selected. And that was my first. Like you said, when I hit TV, man, regardless of what I had done before, the standing ovation I got on BET's Comic View, the 10 films, the illustrious things, even me being in California, ending up on CSI, all of the things that have happened in my career is a result of me being hungry and also staying dedicated, knowing that regardless of what anyone else had to say, just like what you said, you know who knew I had the talent? I knew it, regardless of what anyone else had to say. And you keep that drive, young man, and you keep that motivation. Now, we're going to bring AJ back on the line because we want him to introduce that next song. And I'm serious about that, Sconey. For real, because your name is Lewis. I know you got the same name as me, so you're going to make it. Your name is a king's name. You know that, don't you? Do your research.
Thanks,
now.
Sir.
All right, AJ.
Yeah, I do.
Yeah. I know, we're going to talk about that, too. King Lewis. You got two Lewises on the line. Y'all don't even understand. Go ahead, AJ. Introduce that next song, man.
Yeah, this next song is that I got a little cameo in there, and it was recorded in AJ's living room, but it's called Dre's Room because he paid rent. Ladies, I want to introduce y'all to Dre's Room.
Yeah, it's gone. Shots to the patron. I'ma have to stay home. Thinking about you all day. Now my whole day gone. I don't wanna be just friends. I see everything you're dealing with. For the longest you had a man. But I got a feeling that I'm that nigga that you need real bad. If I could fly, I would be a Superman. I swear I'm that nigga that you need tonight. If you let me, baby, I can change your life. Oh,
are you high right now?
I'm just saying I can do better. Give me a chance, baby girl, don't delay me. I'm just saying I can do better. I'm a single singing out a song, don't play me. Play me. Baby, what you waiting on? I'm motivated to make you mine. You tell me you be thinking about it, why don't you just be about it? I don't wanna waste no time. He ain't coming back, at least not before I sweep you off your feet and take you high. I'm that nigga that you need real bad. If I could fly, I would be a Superman. I swear I'm that loving that you need tonight. If you let me, baby, I can change your life. Oh.
Are you high right now?
I'm just saying I can do better. Give me a chance, baby girl, let me show you. I'm just saying I can do better, yeah. I don't play it down, baby girl, I told you.
To them fools.
Yeah, ladies, we back on the line with Dre Scone. You know what I mean? Scone Room, you know, that's a tight cut, you know. AJ got his cameo in there. He's off the line. You don't know what he's doing. He producing artists, selling drugs, running an ice cream truck, got a hamburger stand, doing hair, selling hot combs. You know, let me stop. He's busy, y'all. You know, installing illegal cable. You know, AJ, you know, selling water. You know, he's very, very busy. So we real lucky when we got him on the line. Man, that's a tight cut, man. I see what you're coming with, man. It says on your bio that you got the Michael Jackson influence. I'm hearing, like, you know, I'm hearing some Drake in there. I like the new school. I'm hearing, like, some Drake. I'm hearing some Avant. You know, you got that. I don't know if you're familiar with an artist called Joe, but you got some Joe going. You got a smooth little style, man. So tell the people, like, where they can find you. Give them your Twitter and all that kind of stuff.
All right, well. I do have a website, and it's going to be updated very soon, but it's dreyscone.com, dreyscone.com. Also, you can find me on Facebook. My Facebook is dre.scone, you know. My Twitter is just at dreyscone, and those are pretty much the places that I am right now. I also have a site called Reverb Nation that I told you about last time. Reverb Nation is spelled how it sounds. ReverbNation.com/Dre Scone. You can see hear all my songs. You can get my press, you see my videos. Kind of get a lot. You know, you can sign up on my email list if you would like, so you can be informed that when I have something new coming up or when I have any shows going on. You got a lot of information on there. It's like kind of like the one stop shop if you want to find out something about me.
Wow, so that's amazing.
Yeah.
Reverb Nation. Okay, cool. So, like I said, we discussed some things, man. And AJ said you had comedic timing and things of that nature. And I want to tell you, like, what I really like about even having this interview with you is just listening to a young African American male that just sounds good, not jaded to life or society. Your music isn't, you know, you're talking about loving, man. And I really like that. And I hope that a lot of the newer generation takes that on. You know, I could see you as the next cat. You know what I mean? I mean, AJ did discover Usher. You know, you got the Chris Browns and stuff out there. But I could see you as the next cat, man, being an ambassador to take, you know, the newer generation to bring them back, because we lost it for a minute. You know, just everybody in every record, somebody got killed. You know what I'm talking about? I'm serious. Somebody was dead in every record, even R&B songs. Remember, this song's dedicated to my homie and that gangsta lean. Like, what? Y'all singing about killing motherfuckers? You know what I'm saying, Dre? They start singing about killing motherfuckers. You're like, damn. Y'all singing about it, man? Damn. I mean, it wasn't even, you know, when y'all was rapping about it, it was one thing. Now, y'all, hell, locked up, won't let me out. Won't let me, my nigga, I'm saying, like, for real, the music took a turn for the worse. They singing about killing, they singing about going to jail. It ain't nothing fun about killing, dying, or going to jail. Let's stay out of jail, y'all. Let's keep the guns in the house. If somebody mess with your kids, that's on me. Get them. But at the same time, just if you can avoid it, why are we going to kill each other over a dice game?
Yeah, I feel you, man.
Yeah, so what's coming up with you, man? When's your next event, your next show, man? Tell the people about that.
Well, I mean, currently what I'm doing, like I said, I'm working on this mixtape. It's called MARS. The acronym is Mission as a Rising Star. And like I said,
damn,
I'm really
like that.
Just
that's right.
Yeah, I'm working on just pushing, you know, the new R&B. Being that I am from Detroit, original Motown, it kind of brings. I want to create that soul again. You know what I'm saying? AJ's been helping with that. A few other people been helping, you know, with ideas. And the best thing to do right now is to kind of stay current. That's why I've been doing songs that are redoing the songs that are already out. And until I get like that label behind me again, you know, pushing me that mass distribution, the best thing I can do is build my fan base internet wise and, you know,
speaking of fan base, I was reading your bio, man. You pushed 8,000 out the trunk, right, big boy?
Yeah, man. Pretty much.
See what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about. I was in this group and we had to get it. We went from pretty much California to New York, singing on the corners and selling CDs just to survive, just to make sure we can get to the next city. So, yeah, you know, it was hard times, but it was also a training in a sense, you know, so it got me prepared for what I'm doing even now. So, you know, it's a hustle. And, yeah, we got it out there. We probably got like 8,000 mixtapes out just on the street.
And that's and see, that's solo. You know, I know a couple cats that, you know, and see, the thing is, a lot of times, you know, being in my line of work and being on the level or more, I know the folks that's pushing out 8,000 CDs and the folks that's pushing out, you know, 30,000 CDs alone. Like, yo, man, I sold 30,000. Mm-hmm. And you know, for the entertainment business, for the record labels and stuff, that seems like nothing. But without the proper publicity, publishing, TV, and all those types of credits, for you to physically, single-handedly, you know, with you and your boys, push out 8,000, I'm going to say straight up, that's commendable. But listen, like,
thanks,
here come from some old school gang. Oh, no, that's real tight. But here come from some old school gang. Man, look, and we, you know, talk to AJ about how you going to do it, man, but you got to get your proper PR, bro. We got to get you some PR,
yeah,
man, because you really got the whole thing going for you, bro. You got the whole image, the whole style. You got the swag. You got that Midwest with you, man. You need to go ahead and get, you know, get some proper publicity. We got to push you out there, and the start is where you at right now. I got a couple of other stations, man, I'm going to hook you up with. And also, yo, when you get to L.A., I'm just telling you, you know you got to do a cut with me, right? You know I
got
to get on there with you,
got
right?
You, bro. You ain't got to worry, man. It's going to happen.
Big Wayne. No, I got to get on there, dog. I got to get on there. You know what I'm saying? So go ahead and introduce your next cut, man. Trust issues. I'm going to get off the mic, man. You go ahead and...
All right. So actually, this next song is called Trust Issues. It's a remake of the Drake song, but it's my version. And it's a lot different, so I want y'all to enjoy it. It's also going to be on the Mars mixtape. And just for the listeners out there, there will be some actual video. I shot a video in California when I was out there, Trey. That's what I came out there for. I shot a video out in California for this song. So,
oh, yeah, okay. I'll
be on the lookout and check it out. Drake's going to Trust Issues.
I don't don't care about no groupies or what city that they from. I might be out here on tour, but I'm back, girl, when it's done. I could really give a fuck, cause most of them are too young. And I swear it's getting older. Girl, I thought I told you you're the only one, yeah. Baby, you're the only one. I swear you're the only one. I'm coming home, baby, don't tweak. I know I told you that last week. Depending on how you do this shoot, when it'll be, I gotta do this shoot. But you're the only one. Saying you're the only one. You know what I'm on. Oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah, oh yeah. Oh, oh yeah, oh yeah. You know what I'm on, even when I'm gone. Girl, you're the only one. Cause I don't trust these hoes. I don't trust these hoochies. Why you searching through my clothes when you're the only one? Cause I don't trust these hoes. They might catch my shows and try and take a picture. But you're the only one that I wanna be with, girl. I swear I wanna be with ya. Now don't you think no different. Cause you're the only one. Trust issues. Oh no. Trust issues. Oh no, no. Trust issues. Oh no, no, no. Girl, I thought I told you you're the only one. Yeah. I thought I told you you're the only one.
I do it for the children.
Welcome back to Trey Love Radio, man.
That was beautiful. Johnny Gibbs to sign you up. My.
I know that was AJ's influence, man, at the end of that, man. What's up? I know that was AJ at the end of that. I already know that.
No, that was Martin. That was from the Martin Show.
Yeah, Johnny Gibbs to sign you, boy. But I know AJ the one put that in there. That was hot, man.
Oh yeah, man. He was like, yeah, you gotta do that.
Trust issues, I already know. Hey, let me give a couple of shout outs, man, because I'm gonna tell you, Dre, when you get out here, man, make sure you hit me up and let me know when you're coming, because
okay.
I host a lot of major events out here doing my stand up and also doing my rapping. And just being on the scene, being Trey Love, man, I'm gonna introduce you to the Handsome Life, man, and make you one of my premium members, man. It's really on me right now. You know, you seen Hangover, right? Remember Hangover when Alan was like, really, I was a lone wolf. I was roaming alone, but then, you know, some friends came along. So now, man, you come through, man, and like, you know, I it's really only me. So, you know, really ain't nothing you really got to do. You know, ain't no like hazing or nothing, but I make you part of the Handsome Life, man, and come through and hang out.
Man.
But, yeah, we're going to do it big, man. The Los Angeles Athletic Club, 431 West 7th Street, Los Angeles, California, Saturday, October 29th at 8 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m. October 30th. Y'all already know, man, if you was at the Black Party in L.A., then you know how tight it was. You understand what I'm saying? Check out my profile pic, ladies. I've been a rare form in effect. I had to just be who I was, you know, for the party and give it to the winner. That was a major event. But the next one is going to be the Masquerade Ball. Y'all better check me out, man. I'm going to be live out there. It's going to be two major events going on this weekend on Sunday, and I will be attending. I can't attend both because I'm actually hosting one, but my affiliate, the one that hold me down, my homegirl, she's going to be out there, Legs and her girl. You know, it's going to be a few. You man, I got women, man, for real. I'm going to tell you about this. You know what I'm saying? Legs going to be out there. My homegirl, Sophia Rita, going to the Planet Exotics Glamorous Life Fashion Show and After Party at the Normandy Casino. If you don't know where the Normandy Casino is, hit me up. I'll get you the location. But that starts September 18th. Here's the address, 1045 West Rosecrans Boulevard, Gardena, California. Big T is going to be in the building, yo. Big T and Thixotics, you know what I'm saying? Beautiful, just thick women, man. You know, come on, Dre, I'm telling you. I'm going to show you. I'm going to show you, man. You know, just, woo. I'm serious, bro. I'm going to hook you up. Hook you up.
You're showing me a microphone.
I got you. That's it. All you need is a mic. And that same night, ladies and gentlemen, you can see Trey Love doing his comedy thing, man. I'm going to be hosting this event. It's at the Varsity Sports Bar and Lounge, 6311 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90048. That'll be starting at 8 p.m. Sunday, September 18th. I want to shout out Dante Dupree, one of the premier promoters that I'm working with the Impresario Group, along with Pernell, man. Y'all got to check me out, man. I'm going to be hosting, doing my comedy thing. Y'all know I'm going to do some music live. Ladies, I'm going to be in real form, so come touch me, because I'm going to touch your ass back. Trust me. And that's how I do, Dre. See, I scam, and then I rub them real, but I have to scam first. I got to make them think I'm going to rob them. Before I kiss them, I got to make them think. That's how you got to do. But don't get robbed. Like, what? And why don't you just give me your phone number? And they'd be like, all right. They get scared. No, for real. You got to skip. This L.A. You know, they're not used to nice guys. That's another thing, too. You know, you Midwest, got that smooth swag about yourself. They don't like that. They you ain't got no criminal record. You know what I'm saying? You ain't cripping. Yeah, you ain't cripping the blood or nothing, man. I'm telling you, man. They don't like nice guys out here. That's why you, like, at first, before I get the number, I just scare the shit out of them. Anyway, So it's another young lady, my cousin, man. She's going to be out there in Texas, man. Y'all support my cousin. She's having her 30th birthday party, man. Rashida Salim doing it big. It's going to be at the Victory Tavern, 2502 North Houston Street, Dallas, Texas, man. Y'all better check that out, man. That's going to be a big party. She's celebrating her 30th. Shout out, cuz, man. Do your thing, man. You know what I'm saying? Have a good sick time, you know. She's going to be doing her thing. Let me see. Is there any other events that I need to shout out? No, that's it for now. But everybody pay attention, because I'm going to redo them events before the radio show is over. Just to let y'all know, this is also a panel where you can promote your business, give your radio shout outs, give your birthday shout. And you can tell, as what I'm doing with artists such as Dre, you know, just bringing it, man, just bringing it. And Dre, you know, we're going to go on and take a little music break, man, and have a little fun, man, and let Aaliyah sing it to us for a minute, man. We're going to talk offline, man. We're going to come back, and we're going to keep this pimping going. You down with that, pimp?
For sure. All day. All
right, man. All right, here we go. One in a million, y'all.
Oh.
Yeah, ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to Trey Love Radio. It's been a wonderful, wonderful interview. We had my main man, Age Alexander, on the line, pushing and promoting and really mentoring this young, smooth artist, man, that y'all going to be really hearing a lot more of, Dre Scone. I'm looking forward to more with the mixtape, the album. I can't wait to get on a track with him, you know, and come out to L.A. and Big Brother him myself, you know what I'm saying, to kind of help this young man because he's really got all the makings, you know what I mean, to the family. Want to say that, you know, a friend and fan to this young cat, man, you know what I mean, and going to take care of him, man, because he's a good dude, you know, Chi-Town representing, you know. So, man, I want to bring him back on the line. And before you go, man, you got another cut, man, you know what I'm saying, when I'm gone. I want to get just lay back a little bit, let you tell the people about the song and give them the background, and then I'm going to spin that for you, all right?
All right, for sure. Well, this was inspired by, you know, love, of course. I'm not trying to be dramatic, but this was inspired by love. This is my advice to everybody out there that got somebody that they care about, even you, Trey. You got three of them. So take all three of them.
I care about all three of these women.
You got to care about all three of them.
I love these women, man. These women hold me down.
It's called When I'm Gone because one thing about, you know, everything that you experience, and we don't really always know if we're going to have the same person, you know, if that same person that we love is going to be with us when we don't. So the point of the whole story is just to love that person. Why you can. So this is the song is called When I'm Gone. It's actually a remake off of Wiz Khalifa's album. Believe it or not, I just did the beat just kind of influenced me to make this song. So I want y'all to check it out. It's also going to be in the Mars mixtape. It's going to be the last song on there. Y'all going to feel it. Check it out. R&B, Dre Scone, Mars, When I'm Gone.
Man, the mics is wide open, and I know y'all been on the line, man, listening to this brother, man. Hey, accept me on Facebook, bro. I just sent you a request on Comedian right, Trey Love from that page. Man, I'm going to just say straight up, bro, your sound, your charm, your talent, your swag, your work ethic, dog, you going to make it, man. I've been in this business all my life, man. You know, I've had some ups and downs and smiles and frowns, man. But I'm going to tell you, bro, when I see fire, you know, just like AJ say, you know, we've been around the game so we can spot talent and we know, like, who really got it. And it's really hard. I don't want to put, you know, nobody down or whatever, but I really do feel bad. And I'm going to keep it real for cats that really are how you say, spinning their wheels. Like they may have the look, but they don't have the sound. They may have the sound, but they don't have the look. They may have the sound and the look, but the thing that's most important is the work ethic. You understand?
Exactly.
Even with the sound and the look, without the work ethic, I don't care who you are or what you do. I mean, even let's say Michael Jackson, the greatest entertainer that ever lived. I mean, nobody likes his father, Joe Jackson, but I give Joe praises because that work ethic, that nonstop getting it came from, that push came from Joe. So Joe literally, whether, you know, we want to discredit Joe Jackson, but Joe Jackson literally gave to the world, like Al Sharpton said at Michael's funeral, Joe Jackson gave us the Jackson 5. He literally took his children and gave them to the world. And I'm going to say straight up with the likes of people such as AJ, myself, you know, that are entertainers as well. This is our life. This is our livelihood. This is our lifestyle. And you basically, bro, I'm going to just give you the amen. You got the Trey Love church. You got the Trey Love blessing, man. You know, I'm looking forward to working with you. Looking forward to meeting you, man.
Sure.
And looking forward to incorporating you and making you the first member of the Handsome Life.
Yeah, I appreciate that, bro.
It's just going to be me and you. Ain't going to be no more. You know, AJ can come in for advice, but, you know, I'm going to be the chairman on the board. I'm going to be the chairman on the board. And chairman of the board, you know, you can basically, you know, come through and do your thing. Man, before I let you go, man, any girls you want to shout out, you know, because I know you got plenty of women. If you don't want to get it, if you don't want to get in trouble, just be like me. Just like say, I love all y'all. You know, just all of them. You know what I'm saying?
I got some shout outs for sure, man. You know, I'm a proud father, so that's my number one girl. I got to shout out my
man,
daughter.
Blessing. What you got, a boy or girl, man?
I got a girl, man. She was born on birthday,
man.
So, you know.
Oh, man, that's a blessing, man. Blessing to you, father.
Thanks, man. I want to shout out everybody in Detroit, my fam, No Speakers, my moms, everybody out there that I know love and support me. I want to shout out everybody in Chicago that I know love and support me, everybody in New York, to California. You know, people that I just shot the video with, you know, they did it out of love because they really believe. And the names is Q and Corey and Kiana. They really looked out. The whole Ratchet fam, dancers and everybody, it was there for me. And definitely want to shout out everybody in Atlanta that showed me a lot of love. AJ Alexander for being my sensei is what I call him. My homeboy, Ryan Nature. He got this clothing line called High Life, and he's been, like, making sure I stay fly all the time for all my performances, everything. He's just, he's been really a great, you know, great asset to help me out and give me shows. And just everybody, man, just all my fans. I got fans that's over in overseas right now, France listening right now. I just want to thank y'all, you know what I'm saying, for going Scony hard, you know what I'm saying, because I ain't gonna lie, you know, there's been times where I really wanted to, you know, I'll say kind of give up, but, you know, just by me having fans and seeing that people actually care about what I do and actually love what I do, it's a great push and it's a great motivator. So I appreciate everybody out there and I love everybody out there. This is only the beginning. It's going to be great things to come.
There's going to be so many more great things to come. And before I let you go, young brother, like I said, I want to just send the blessings with you, man, truly from the heart. You know, I joke a lot. I'm a comedian. And I know we play and have fun, but on a serious note, man, I just want to send a lot of blessings to you over your life and over your career, man, because you really have so much going for yourself, man. You're an amazing young brother, man, and I'm just glad to be a part of what you're doing, man, and to be able to help you in your endeavors of what you're doing. And I just want to say this, man, from a brother to another brother, man, no matter what, keep this in mind, man. When no one else believes in your dream, make sure that you still maintain your fire, because I can guarantee you, bruh, I can guarantee you the devil is busy. They're going to come at you with all kind of ways, you know, different things, you know, your friends, your family, your loved ones, you know what I'm saying? I mean, they'll come at you and try to discredit your dream. And people, and I'm going to just tell you this, like I'm going to give you a sense of where your value should be. A lot of people put value on a dollar bill. You understand what I'm saying? They put a value on a dollar bill. They don't put a value on the girth and the beauty of the creativity of what we do, because a lot of people don't understand it. So if a person is not creative, they can't understand what it takes to have creativity. You know, where our life, that's why, like, a lot of people that are in our positions, I'm going to just be real, man, an actor, a comedian, entertainer's life, it's a lonely and it's a broke life. I'm going to just keep it so real, you know, and that's for 80-90% of us. I'm keeping it so 100 with you. So where... Like when they see a Trey Love in the street, yeah, I'm flashing cash, baby, but you need to buy me a drink. You know? You know what I'm saying? I'm an entertainer. So, like, but to be real, I get paid to entertain. And that's the thing. This is your livelihood. This is your life. And whatever you do, give up, man, I'm going to tell you, like I told you that story about BET, that 6 year, believe it or not, the sixth time I sent my tape, I literally, and just to go to show you how God's work, I almost didn't send it, bro. And that's the God's honest truth. People don't know my struggle and my story. I was kind of sitting there with the tape. You know, after five times rejected, and I had an interview with another brother, too, last week. He was trying to get funding for his film, and he said he was rejected 43 times.
Wow.
43 times. Yeah. So, see, that's what I'm saying. Like, really, and I had an interview when I used to do a live webisode called The Trey Love Show with a young lady by the name of Drama Ganza, and she said something else, and I got to shout her out for this. She said she likes to take all her no's and stack them up because all you waiting on, bruh, is that one big yes. You see what I'm saying? Like, for example, when I got on CSI, that was that one big yes. When I got on 20th Century Fox Films with Justin and Kelly, that was that one big yes. But no one knows how many auditions I've gone on and didn't get the part. How many times I've went out and not had the greatest show. So what you do is you take your rejections, man, and you take your failures. That's what makes us strong. People don't understand why entertainers are two things, why we're private and why we're strong. The reason why we're private is because we don't need you in our goddamn business. That's number one.
Yeah.
And number two, the reason why we're strong is, like, even reading your bio, you have to have heart, man. You have to have girth. And, you know, it's like, I might have lost this game, but like Kobe said in one of his games, you know, Kobe was on that thing he did with Spike Lee, Kobe doing work. He said he could miss seven shots in a row. Kobe said, but in his mind, when he go for that eighth one, I'm going to make that next shot. You see what I'm saying? So that's how we got to do, man, and that's how you got to do. You got a lot going for yourself, man, working with AJ. You're working with the right person, man, because AJ is the reason why I hold and maintain my Screen Actors Guild card in my pocket right now. So take advantage of your brother, man. Take advantage of everything you got going on, man. Take care and love your daughter, man. And anytime you do anything, you make sure that you know you got a home right here on Trey Love Radio. You feel me, young brother?
I appreciate that, bro. I really do. I really do. Y'all look out for the mixtape, man. I'll be posting it on my sites and stuff like that. I would really love for y'all to be a part and just, you know, take this journey with me. So look out for it, man.
Well, we already riding on deck. And like I said, it's going to be an honor to get on that, man, for real. And this song, man, it's dedicated to the Trey Love Show, and it's dedicated to the day, Facebook Fridays, man. You want to stay on the line, man, while I poke my women? Because I got to do it. I do a segment where I poke these girls, man. You want to stay on with me while I do that?
For sure.
Hey, man, I told you, man, I'm going to introduce you to the handsome life, man. I'm going to poke these girls. I'm going to give them some birthday sex. Let me show you how to do this, man. The pimping ain't easy. Listen to me, young brother. The pimping ain't easy, but it's necessary. Tell them, Jay-Z.
Big pimping, baby. Suck 'em, fuck 'em, love 'em, leave 'em, 'cause I don't fucking need 'em. Take 'em out the hood, keep 'em looking good, but I don't fucking feed 'em. First time they fuss, I'm breathing. Talk about what's the reason. I'm a pimp in every sense of the word, bitch. Better trust and believe 'em. In the cut where I keep 'em, till I need a nut, till I need to be the gut, then it's BB, then I'm picking 'em up, let 'em play with the dick in the truck. Many chicks wanna put chicken fist and cup, divorce 'em and split as fuck. Just because you got good head, I'ma break bread so you can be living it up. Shit, I cost for nothing, y'all be frontin'. Me give my heart to a woman, not for nothing, never happen. I be forever mackin', heart cold and assassin. I got no passion, I got no patience, and I hate waiting. Hope get your ass in, and let's ride.
Coming straight about the black Mario. Make the meal upon for sorry ho. Now sit back and beat my scenario. Oops, my bad, that's my scenario. No, I can't fuck a scary hoe. Now every time, every place, everywhere we go, hope stop.
point, next day, there he go. Now these motherfuckers know we can't remote heat in a little bit. We don't pull it out over little shit. And if you catch a lick when I spit, then it won't be a little hit. Go read a book, you illiterate son of a bitch, and step up your vocab. Don't be surprised if your hoes have out with me and you see it coming down on your slab. Living gets so fabulous, so mad, you just can't take it. But nigga, if you hate now, then you wait while I get your bitch butt naked. Just break it. You gotta pay like you ain't wet with two pairs of clothes on. Now get your ass to the back as I flash to the track. Timberland, let me spit my pros on. Post it up in the pro zone. That's the track that we breaking these hoes on. Ain't the track that we flows on. But when shit get hot, then the glide start popping like ozone. We keep hoes drunk like Trigger Man. But really don't get no bigger, man. Don't trip, let's just get sold on the flip and blow with the motherfucking Jigger Man, bitch.
I usually, you know, I have a lot. Like I said, my three main ladies, the ones that are at work right now, taking, ensuring that I'm able to live like a king. You know, I want to shout them out and say, these ladies is at work. They work, and I ain't gonna lie. See, I'm gonna show you how to really do it. See, I cook, I clean, I iron their clothes, I talk to them good, I listen. You know what I'm saying? When I get angry, I go off on their motherfucking ass. They like that. Like I told you, they from LA. Be nice to them, you know, so like when you're being too nice, they look at you like, you ain't cussed me out all week, so I have to cuss them out at least once, maybe twice a week, just to keep them on their toes, you know. So I want to shout out to my ladies that's out there working and getting daddy's money. I love each and every one of you collectively as well as individually. So, and see, the thing is, the bottom girl, she cool. You know who really give me a hard time, Trey? It'd be the other woman. The other woman questioned, oh, man, Legs, oh, my God, I'm scared. That's the one I'm scared of. That's why, you notice I don't have to say nobody else's name, but Legs be like, you better say my, that's how she be, you know what I'm saying? So Legs, Legs, and my other one, Rocky, she cool, Rocky cool, oh, my God, oh, man, I just got some bad news from Gilroy East Coast. Monica, I know that, you know, you say you had a bad situation. Just let's send our prayers out to Monica Hughes of Gilroy East Coast Radio, man. You know, she just had something go on. I don't want to put her personal business out there. But, yeah, let's get back to the fun. Yeah, Dre, you know, like I say, my main lady, she, that's what I like about her. She cool. She be like, baby, you know, handle your business. But my other woman and her friend, the other one, oh, the other two, whew, you got to be careful, man. I'm serious. You got to be careful. So this is the section of the show. And you know what, Dre, I'm going to do this song, too, I'm about to play called I'm a Rocker, and I want you to get on the hook with me, man. We're going to do the hook together because I have you know how the industry is, man. You work with people, and then you have a discrepancy here and there. So the cat that was on the hook with me, I won't be working with his punk ass no more. Did I say that? I didn't put that out there on the radio. But yeah, I ain't gonna be working with that dude no more. So I want you to come through, man. We're gonna do the hook, man, because I see you got the grind. Sure. You know what it takes to get out here and make it, man. Like I said, you know, that's one of them cats. Yeah, yeah, he's one of them cats saying somebody owe him something. So I wonder what he's getting right now. Anyway, Stephanie, baby, you get your poke. Gloria, you get your poke, baby. Laurie, you get your poke. You on your Facebook, man?
Yeah, I'm on it right now.
Okay, go to the women, because I'm going to poke my women, and then you poke your women, and then we're going to play a song for them. Penny, you get your poke. Sydney, you get your poke. This sounds like an orgy. Roblin, you get your poke. Alyssa, you get
your poke. I ain't never did this before, too, so it's kind of funny.
Hey, drop me like it. I ain't never did this before. So, Tammy, you get your poke, baby. Linda, you know, because Dre never did this before.
Poke going out tonight.
Right. Oh, Lord. Don't tell me your other woman going to trip, too. Linda, here go your poke. Oh, Paula. Yeah, you gotta have more than one woman. And the thing is, I'm going to tell you the key to success. Make sure they know about each other, because that way you ain't got to worry about them going to try to see nobody else, because they be fighting over you. Carmen, you get your poke. Kathy, you get your – keep them busy. Raquel, you get your poke. That's what I do. I keep my helpers busy. And don't give them no money. Rain, because when you give them money, Rain, you got to poke too. Not only you give them money, you give them – like that messes with their mind. They think they can act – they think they in control. And you being a king, you got to be the king. You got to be God at all times. Don't give these women no money, Dre. I'm telling you, for the future. Don't even pay child support. Yeah, don't pay child support either. Shannon want to give you a – but take care of your kids. But this child support is evil.
I know
Shannon,
you
poke
you.
That's
system thing, you know.
That's slavery. That's right. And shit, my baby mama started tripping. I said, send them over here. They hungry? They come over here and eat anytime they get ready. To January, you get your poke. Marcia, you get your poke. Coco, you get your poke, baby. Janika, get your poke. Bridget, as I like to call her, you get your poke. I'm going to send you a picture of her, Drake. Ooh, good gracious. That long hair, thick red bone, Lil Wayne, come on. I'm gonna send you a picture. Yeah, boy. Good Lord, Jesus. Woo, Allah, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and Tom Cruise. Tiffany, get your poke. Tanya,
you
get your poke, too. Man, I love living, bro. That's what it's about, man. Loving living. Living is good, especially when you're handsome. Rhonda, you get your poke. Kia, you get your poke, baby. Andrea, you get your poke, baby. Nisha, get your poke. Takia, get your poke. Deborah, get your poke. Teddy. Savvy, you get your poke. Cynthia, get your poke. Ramona, get your poke. Kim, Giselle, Robin, Milan. Oh, Milan, I got to call her. Get your poke. Diamond, another Shannon, and Sonia. Brittany, get your poke. Elizabeth, get your poke. Radiant, get your poke. And again, I want to say to the fellas, remember that we don't poke each other. If we have something to say to each other, we hit with an inbox like, hey, man, how you doing? Keep that in mind, because it's just not ethical for a dude to poke another dude. All right, man, go ahead and get your pokes out to your women, man.
Kiana Lloyd, she out there in Cali. Poke.
He say poke. No, I like the way you said that. Poke. Go ahead, man.
Israel, she out there in Champaign, Illinois. Poke. I'm going to go ahead and hit Betty Miley up overseas. Poke.
Yeah, get yours, lady, overseas.
Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and hit up the homie Matisha. She in Miami. She going to get the poke real quick.
Ah, yeah, 305.
Poke. Yeah. You know, AJ, he be in Miami, so he be helping me out. Got some friends in Miami now.
Mm-hmm.
You know what, I think that's all I can really – those are all the ones that really deserve pokes right now. You know, I got you
on that. And see, the reason why, if you notice, I read their first names, I don't read their last names, because I don't want these dudes running all up on me at the club talking about, why you poking my woman? Man, it was on Facebook. I feel. It just ain't – so, I know about you, y'all.
I'm being so social sensitive. That's what I call it.
Right. Dog, it's the internet. You know what I'm saying? I be having a fit. I don't care if they poke the rest of them. Don't poke my main lady, but, you know, my other women, y'all can poke them. As a matter of fact, get them off my nerves. My main lady, I will fuck you up. Anyway, no, let me go ahead and play. You know, Aaron, I don't care how big of a pimp you is, it's one you got feelings for. You know, you'd be like, okay, she could hurt me. But this song is dedicated to all the women that I poked, all the women that Dre poked. Ladies, y'all know what time it is, yo. It's time to get rocked. First you get poked, then you get rocked every week on Trey Love Radio. Dre, this is the cut I want you on, man.
For sure.
L.A., Vegas, connect, baby.
I'm gon' rock her, I'm gon' roll her, Facebook her so I can poke her. Gon' make sure you know my name. Here what game is my claim to fame. Call me mine, you do the same. Show up, show out, show no shame. It's all enough for everybody. Get up, get down, and on the party. Facebook card it, let's get naughty. Big fun, coast to coast, L.A. shawty. ATL, M.I.A., can't forget. Shoutown, baby. Anyway, this beat is sick. Rap a chick, take her pick. If she sexy, give her it.
I'm a rock.
I'm a
I take a drink, then I think to the telly, rub my belly. Put your number in my silly. Grab a hand, say let's go. Cause you know I got a show. You gave me some, but I won't go. Make your body shake and quiver. Good love in, I deliver. Freaky, I got mirror. Can I make it any clearer? Bring your sexy over here. She my friend, but I ain't with her. Don't you worry, you just hurry. Got a match so I can bear it. Me into you, that's how I do. In a few, I pursue, I think Trey love you.
Damn, what?
Just a thought, maybe fact, maybe fiction. Right now, I'm on a mission. Like a fighter with bad intentions. Did I mention?
I'm a rock.
It doesn't matter, your wish is my goal. I will shock your soul, bust hard like a revolver, and be the problem solver like a crackhead. I'm a rocker.
I'm a rocker.
It's the LA Vegas Connect, you heard me?
I'm gonna rock.
Hit works in the same minute.
I'm gonna rock.
Feel what? Trey Love hot single dropping right now, y'all. I'm gonna rock her. Yeah. We gonna take this all the way to the bank, baby. This the one, baby. This the one. To all them ladies out there, I'm gonna do one at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Something about being Trey Love. They asked me how I do it. This is the best explanation I could give you.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on. Trey game on.
To get your Trey game on, you got to grind, redefine, look at the whole world and say it's mine. Before I start every day, I take a moment and pray. Thank the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit for blessing me, Trey. Love a boy, king, got Gilroy. Make your girl think about me like I'm a toy.
I bring joy and satisfaction with no distraction. I guarantee, pay me a fee, I'll make you see me in 3D. I'm a celeb, baby, that means a star. Make you redefine the definition of who you are. Limitless to narrow will tell you how far. You think you wanna go, baby, do you really know, baby? God gave you a good game and that's 5G, baby. Keep everybody laughing, feet tapping. Be so your girl, for you know what happened. Virgin tight game, keep them clapping. Hit the gym in my book, keep my mind and body strong. My Trey love just goes on and on and on and on.
Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on. Get your Trey game on, on, on.
Get your Trey game on. Get your Trey game on, on. Get your Trey game on. I got you over there, Legs. Legs is currently at work. She wants Daddy to record all my children for her. It comes on at 12 o'clock p.m. Pacific Standard Time. So I'm going to go ahead and get that going for Legs. Man, I want to thank Dre Scone for coming through, man. I mean, really putting it down, man. It's really inspiring. To do a show, man, and you know, to be looking at the newer generation, the younger generation, man, to come out young guns like that, man, you know, for a brother to be motivated, for a brother to be willing to be hungry, for a brother to be a father, you know, and still be a man, you know, shout his baby out, not forget to take care of them kids, man. We got to take care of our children. You know, I just want to commend him for that, man, and I want to thank him so much for his time, and I know that I enjoy the music. I know y'all enjoy the music. I'm getting y'all comments, man. Make sure you stay tuned to this young brother, man. He's going to really be doing some majorly amazing things. And as I said, you know, there's so many shows and parties coming up. I'm out over here right now just trying to get my pokes out the way, trying to, because, you know, see, I have 43 live pokes. And as you all know, I used to take the time to poke them, but because of time restraints on my show, I'm unable to do that, so I just say you ladies' first names, and then I get back, and I make sure I poke you, because I know you, ladies, I understand, y'all need poking, ain't no thing, somebody got to do it, who better than Trey Love? So yeah, oh, Chevette, I see you over there, yo, she peeping you out, you know, Chevette Walker, one of a major Trey Love fan and supporter, you know what I mean, we got love for Chevette, we love her over here. Don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, Sunday night, 6 o'clock p.m. to 2 o'clock a.m., Normandy Casino, 1045 West Rosecrans Boulevard, Gardena, California. Tania Capri, my homegirl, love. Y'all know how we do it. She's part of the Impresario Group along with Bernier Clark. Fixotic Marlin Troop of Los Angeles will be getting it down, yo. They're going to be doing a major, major thing. My cousin's going to be there, Shay Leverett. Wow. Oh, okay. Dang, I can't go. Can't make it because I'm going to be hosting at the Varsity Sports Bar and Lounge, 6311 Wilshire Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90048, 8 o'clock p.m. on Sunday, September 18th. Man, y'all better check me out. Yo, I'm going to be doing it live, doing my stand-up comedy acting. Y'all know I'm a rocker, so, you know, because I get on stage, it's like I like to do different things now. And also, don't forget, if you are in the state of Texas out there, you know what I'm saying, with the bullhorns, hee-haw, to my cousin, man. I got a cousin out there, Rashida Salim. She's going to be doing her thing, celebrating her big 30th, yo. 2502 North Houston Street, Dallas, Texas, man. Y'all better support my cousin. That's La Familia. You know, she's going to be doing it big, huh? Her boys, man, celebrating her 30th birthday. And I just, again, man, I just want to send to everybody, to all y'all, man, that love Trey and support me. Know that I'm really doing my thing, and I'm trying to make sure that I just give love, man, and push love out to people, because that you reap what you sow, you know, and I'm sowing love because I'm trying to receive love, you know. So before I get out of here, man, I want to let my main man, he just got back on the line. Dang, I forgot to give him a birthday shout. I ain't got but 2 minutes, man. Let me get these birthday shouts out the way real quick. To my people. I know they're going to be mad. Trey, you ain't mentioned my birthday. So I'm so sorry, y'all. Let me get these out real quick. I'm going to say the birthday. Amy Baptiste, Anthony Sneed, Bashir, my boy Bashir. We go back to Miami together. AJ knows Bashir too. I want to make sure that I give him a major shout-out. That's a brother of mine in this industry. As a matter of fact, I'm going to call him today. B-Dub, got to holler at him. Happy birthday. Clevon Evans, man, he actually manages Raindrop Lopez, who is a great friend of mine, sister of Lisa Left Eye Lopez. May she rest in peace, yo. No people's out here, yo. That's the East Coast. David Ray Bang, comedian, y'all. Deja Bia, happy birthday. Harvey Morris, happy birthday. Iralun, Susie, Ja, happy birthday. Jarrell, happy birthday. John Edwards, happy birthday. Cohen Muhammad, happy birthday. Laverne Finn, happy birthday. Mark David Jackson, happy birthday. Natalie Matthews, hey, sweetheart, happy birthday. Nina Womack, Rita Joyce Wilson, Seduce Jones,
Salida, happy birthday, and Tanisha Smith. Man, to all y'all that tuned in, man, represent, man, I want to say love to y'all. This song goes out. Last but not least, this go out to my girl Legs. Dre, this is how we going to do it when we drop it on the women. Ladies, have a wonderful day. To all my people's fans, friends, everywhere across the bubble, love y'all, man. This is Trey Love. I'm signing off. This has been another episode of Facebook Fridays. Catch me on Twitter, MeToosies, and it will go down.
Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Girl, you make me wanna get you pregnant. Lay your body down and get you pregnant.
You are pregnant.
Now you look.